Chapter 2. Tom sat by the kitchen fire. Meg gave him some hot food. It tasted good. Tom was hungry. Meg was cutting up vegetables at the kitchen table. "Is the seagull a good place to work?" asked Tom. Meg looked at him. "I am glad to have a home and food to eat," said Meg. She looked at the kitchen door, then she closed it. "Ned is not a bad man, but there are rules in this inn." Meg spoke quietly.
"What rules?" asked Tom.
"You have to do your work and do not ask questions," said Meg. Suddenly, the door opened. It was Ned.
"Tom, we need another barrel from the cellar," said Ned.
Tom followed Ned down into the cellar.
"Bring a barrel upstairs. Then you can help me in the bar," said Ned.
"Yes, Ned," said Tom. Ned went back upstairs. Tom looked around the cellar. There were a few lanterns, but the cellar was dark. As he moved the barrel to the stairs, he felt cold air on his face. It was coming from under a door at one end of the cellar. Tom picked up a lantern and went to look. Tom tried the door. It was locked. The floor in front of the door was wet.
"What are you doing over there?" came a loud voice.
Ned was coming down the stairs.
"Just looking," said Tom.
"Well, come away. That door does not go anywhere.
Hurry up with that barrel," said Ned.
Ned's voice was hard and angry. Tom did not understand why. It was only a door.
"Sorry, sir," said Tom.
He picked up the barrel and followed Ned upstairs. In the bar, Tom served the customers. He gave them their drinks and took their money. Meg cooked in the kitchen and gave the customers their food. The customers drank and talked until late at night. Ned laughed and talked with them. Finally, as the last customer went home, Ned closed the inn door and sent Meg and Tom to their rooms. Tom was tired. He looked out of the window as he got into bed. He noticed something in the darkness. Some lights were coming from the cliffs towards the inn. That night, as Tom lay in bed, he heard voices from the bar below. He got out of bed and went downstairs. As Tom came to open the bar door, he heard deep, hard voices. He stopped and listened.
"We are smugglers, but we are not wreckers. It is murder," Tom heard Ned say.
"Are you afraid, Ned?" laughed a cold voice.
"I am not afraid, but they hang wreckers," said Ned.
Tom stood very still. He wanted to listen more, but someone was coming. Tom ran back upstairs. His heart beat very fast. He did not sleep that night.